TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
Oh, Andy, don't be sad.
Oh, it's just fucking frustrating, but whatever.
Oh, this is going to be an excellent show this week. I can feel
That's why I hate computers. They're frustrating. That's why I don't learn anything about them.
Computer co-hosts.
It's only going to make me more frustrated. I just yell at them when they go wrong. And sometimes I hit them with heavy things.
Then I'm sure that really showed them.
Yep. Then they're really broken, but on my terms.
I don't know who really wins that, Tim. I don't know who really wins.
Me. Let me solve that mystery for you. Me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You
just Tim the winner.
Broke something that you spent money on.
Tim the winner.
All right, should we sync up?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk about the recent Supreme Court decisions about marriage equality and healthcare. Then we review the movies John Wick and Jurassic World. And when you hear this sound...
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
That means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Already?
Already.
That's what you said the very first episode, sir.
I had no idea.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast, and I was more mocking the fact that I'm 20 minutes late.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
I didn't realize it'd been 20 minutes. All right. Should we tan laugh this week?
If computers had feelings, mine would be weeping. I said some hateful, spiteful shit about it.
Feelings!
If Andy had feelings, he would be weeping too. We said some hateful, spiteful shit about him. I'm kidding.
It's okay, though. Andy doesn't have feelings.
I don't know that it was hateful or spiteful. It was certainly mocking.
It was that.
Yeah, we should do some tan laughs.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's tan laugh time, where we read some jokes for you. But if you don't send jokes to us, then we'll be totally screwed. Your mom at TanCast.com is where you send them in. I'll stop singing this jingle now so the 10 laughs can begin.
Hold on to your butt.
Cripes. This Whatever Happened to the Saddest Boy Ever blog sure is getting a lot of heat.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Jesus Christ.
And people keep posting this fucking guy's Facebook page that has already said it's not him.
I have a...
He's already complained on his... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, there's a podcast I listen to where they do internet stuff, and I always want to just like, hey, can you research this? Because for some reason, our Dinkula blog has become like the go-to spot for information.
People keep putting it on Reddit, I think.
That can't be right. There can't be links to TanCast on Reddit.
But actual, like, I mean, there's plenty, I'm sure, but ones that actually people click on for some reason. Like, oh, they'll be like, has anybody seen this Saddest Boy Ever thing? And somebody be like, they're trying to find him here. And like, like I'm out here investigating with my fucking investigator jacket on. Hi, Bill, I'm in the field. So far, I haven't found anything because I'm a fucking shit blog that doesn't do anything. I wrote this in between taking a shit and making a sandwich. Back to you in the studio.
I may have taken a shit sandwich.
Oh, I do take a shit sandwich every week, and I post it. It's called TanCast.
Tastes delicious. Tastes like victory.
Tastes like America.
America.
Mm.
America. Sorry, I don't have any tan left yet. Hang on. Or someone else can go.
My son, with some Tooth Fairy money, bought himself a little stuffed animal dog. It's a little Scotty dog, so it's kind of got the bushy Scotty mustache and everything. As soon as I saw it, I started doing Wolford Brimley voices. So the dog's name is now Wolfie Brimley. And when Drew shows it to people, he has been coached to say, "Hello, I'm Wolfie Brimley, and I have diabetes."
Wonderful.
I think really people have children just so they can have like a live monkey that they can get to do things. Like hey, dress like this, do this. wear this t-shirt with this message that you have no idea what it means, but I like.
You're crazy.
Am I? Oh my.
Yes, you're crazy.
What the holy shit? There is an r/TanCast subreddit.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Oh, I think one of our listeners said they started that.
Is there actually?
And stopped it.
Well, fuck it. Yeah, I assume one of our listeners started it. I doubt it was some random person who's never heard of us. I'm going to start this TanCast subreddit.
Ooh, I don't
know.
It
posts links to five episodes and then stopped about 2 years ago.
He's like, fuck it.
No.
If this show's not going to put any effort in, why am I?
2.5.
This show can't last more than a year. All right, I got some tan less, if no one else does.
Yeah, sorry. I'm deleting this comment real quick.
Tim.
Noah.
I don't think I've said this one before, but Tim, your mama is so fat, she should be concerned because diabetes is a serious problem.
You did. Okay. It's still funny, though.
Yeah, just ask Wolfie Brimley.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I've read this one. A priest, a rabbi, and a Muslim cleric walk into a bar. The cleric, having abstained from alcohol due to religious constrictions, does not drink, and his friends decide to do the same. They spend the night laughing and having a good time.
Was that hurt my brain?
Why does Michael J. Fox make the best milkshakes?
Because he has
the finest ingredients. A gorilla walks into a bar and orders a banana martini. The bartender thinks it's a little peculiar and then becomes aware he's actually dreaming. He wakes up from his dream and begins to tell his wife about the ridiculous dream he had. His wife just ignores him. The man rolls over and begins to sob because he realizes his marriage is in the shambles. I still remember the last words my grandma said before my grandpa said before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Hey, how far do you think I can kick this bucket?"
And then he died.
No. A group of Mexicans were in the back of a car. They're carpooling to work to save on gas. I think I said this one, but I'm going to say it again because I think it's funny. I like my coffee like my women, without a penis.
I know, I do remember that one. It's still good.
An owl and a squirrel sitting in a tree, watching a farmer go by. The owl turns to the squirrel and says nothing because owls can't talk. The owl then eats the squirrel because it's a bird of prey. Your mama is so ugly. Your father no longer finds her attractive, and now their marriage is in trouble.
Wait, she just turned ugly?
What? Yeah, just one day, you're like, fuck.
No, just, you know, tragic auto accident. Nothing really she could have done about it.
Aww.
Other driver's fault.
Why didn't Jesus play hockey?
Because he didn't exist.
Because baseball and soccer are much more popular sports in Mexico. What do a banana and a helicopter have in common?
They're both physical objects that exist in the world.
Neither one of them is a police officer.
Damn it.
What do you call a black man who flies a plane?
Pilot?
A pilot, you racist. Yeah,
exactly. No, just a pilot.
Okay.
Why couldn't the dinosaur break through the brick wall?
Because
there were no brick
dinosaurs
layers.
Were extinct before brick walls were built?
I don't know. I'm asking you the question.
And dinosaurs aren't extinct, Tim.
And I'm going to leave it on this.
You probably had some dinosaur for dinner in the last couple of days.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you don't eat chicken?
No, because chickens aren't dinosaurs.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Stop it. You know what the fuck I mean by dinosaurs, you asshole? Shut the fuck up and let Noah finish his jokes. Overly harsh on TanCast.
Well, T-Rex
get?
Had feathers, so fuck your mouth.
Would you shut the fuck up?
No.
Noah, hit it.
No.
Just talk over him.
No. Can't stop. Won't stop.
Noah.
I'm waiting for Andy. Shut up.
I'm telling. Talk over him.
What do you get when you cross a joke with a rhetorical question?
Dinosaurs.
I'll just edit that out, Noah.
Oh, damn it.
I'll just let your joke sit there and be awesome.
Oh, dinosaurs?
You shut the fuck up.
Oh, dinosaurs.
End scene.
Oh, wait. I was all set to read this joke, and it was from last week.
Dinosaurs?
Yes. Knock, knock. Who's there? Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs?
Oh, wait, I got a joke from the Tancast Facebook page. I'll take that one.
All right, do that. Do you need time? Shall I go?
Sure, go ahead.
You know what you should do? For the next part of the Eddie talks, just put dinosaur, dinosaur, dinosaur over his dialogue so no one knows what he's saying.
Okay, well, maybe it's double.
All right, here we go. This is from comedian and former podcaster, Jerry Brandt.
No more?
The fuck, I can't remember what it's called anymore.
Drinking Buddies.
Hasn't had new episodes for a while.
Oh, but they were not saying, official.
No, I guess. They didn't say, fuck all y'all motherfuckers.
Okay. Like we're going to do when we quit.
That'll be our last episode. Tancast episode blank blank. Fuck all y'all motherfuckers.
Then drop the mic.
Anyway, here's Jerry's joke. Noah's dick is so big that you guys have been talking about it for 7 years and still haven't done it justice. That was during our 7th anniversary. Happy 10th anniversary, you guys. Thanks for the laughs.
When did we start talking about the dick? The dick.
Day one.
Day zero.
It's just the dick. You know, that one.
Yes.
The dick has always existed and always will exist.
As I recall, Tancast 1 started and was mid-conversation about your dick.
Really?
No.
No. Tim says no.
I don't think so.
He didn't think so.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
As I mentioned, it started with Noah going, "Welcome to Tancast," and Andy going, "Already?" Not unlike happened this episode. Except it was me this time.
Yes. Today, the part of Noah was played by Tim.
And the part of Tim was playing by Noah, because after Andy said, "Already?" I went, "Already." And this week, Noah did that. Isn't it great that I could break this down for you guys bit by bit?
Jesus Christ.
Wringing all the funny out of it until I've ground it to a completely unfunny pace that you could snort and die. All
right.
Like you do.
So how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Well, I'm glad to know that we're breaking the streak.
The streak of the week?
The week streak.
What's the week streak?
Being funny.
We had 3 solid episodes where we were funny, and now not so much.
This one's not over yet, Andy. This one's not over yet.
We could pull it out of this tailspin before we're done.
Pull up. Pull up.
I remain suspicious.
You know, Zach finally started his podcast.
Keep it gay. Keep it gay. Keep it gay.
No shit. The video game one?
Yep.
And?
I'm listening to it. I just saw a post on Facebook today. I was like, oh, I wonder if Jeff's on there. Because Jeff's supposed to be on there originally, right?
Yeah. Let's see. Our buddy Zach.
Yeah, so if you're into video games, you should check out his podcast. I haven't heard it. It may not be good, but it may be awesome. I don't know.
Best review ever.
Question mark?
Oh, the 3 episodes in.
Wow.
Doesn't look like Jeff is on there. It's Josh, Scott, and Zach.
Well, ain't that some bullshit? Jeff got axed from his show. Before it even started.
I was a CEO. They just kicked me out. He's like the Steve Jobs of video game podcasting.
I was gonna say he's like the Pete Best of that gaming podcast.
I don't know who that is.
That's a Beatles joke. That was the guy who was one of the Beatles and then he got kicked out of the group.
Got it.
Right? Am I right, Andy?
I think so. Best or
good
breast?
Enough.
I don't remember.
Half remembered facts from Tancast. So, how was everyone's week? Did anybody get married?
No.
All right, well.
No, but we can now.
We can.
All over.
All over this land.
Yes.
Are you guys happy? Did you celebrate?
I'm inordinately happy for a straight guy who's already married. I mean, I do have it on good authority that I now have to divorce my wife and go get gay married to a dog, but...
Oh, my friend comedian Tom Clark... He goes, "The Republicans were right. My dog just proposed to me. Hashtag love wins. Hashtag I said yes."
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Hashtag yes, all women. I mean, granted, I'm not gay, but I always thought it was going to happen. Like, I know a lot of people feel like it wasn't, but I was like, I just feel like there's just so much push to make this happen. It is going to happen.
I was a little nervous that the Supreme Court was going to shut it down. Because aren't they mostly conservative judges? I don't know who keeps slipping.
Yeah, I guess it's Kennedy.
I guess I didn't know when it was going to happen, but I figured it was going to happen sooner than later. Like, it just feels like, you know, old people are dying, young people are for gay marriage.
Actually, there's a link to toss up on 538. I'll see if I can find it here. Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay. But it's way more, like, there's way more shift than just old people dying, young people coming in.
Well, also, yeah, that's the whole thing, you know. Older people, you meet someone in their family or someone they know that's gay, and they, you know, changes their idea, I assume.
Yeah,
or,
there's been, like, so, like, our age group a decade ago, less than half, I think it was like 40-something percent of people supported gay marriage, and now our same age group, so same set of people, except for however many people we've lost, it's like 60-something percent. So either support, so there are a lot of people are changing their minds, or support for gay marriage strongly correlates with early death. I mean, not supporting gay marriage strongly correlates with early death.
Smooth.
My brain butter. Not function well today.
But yeah, that's wonderful. The Affordable Health Care Act was upheld, although, I mean, it's interesting, like, hearing people talk about that who are in the medical business. It doesn't sound like it's as great as we want it to be. I mean, I guess it's still better than what we had, right?
I think so, but...
Millions of people, like, yeah, choosing between, like, bankruptcy and death?
That's not a good choice.
Yeah, that's not great. Yeah, I think it could be better. I think it could be lots better, but...
Yeah, like, I have a friend who, I guess, used to be super liberal, and she keeps commenting, like, it's not on my stuff, but, like, in her own feed, like, you know, this sucks and this sucks. And then finally I saw one of her posts, like, I used to be liberal, but then my healthcare insurance went up with this Obamacare. How is this better? I was like, oh, so you are slightly inconvenienced while other people aren't choosing between bankruptcy and death? Gosh, that must suck for you.
Did she check whether her healthcare premiums went up before Obamacare? Because mine have gone up consistently. So the amount that I pay out of my paycheck, just, you know, the employee contribution, compared to when my wife and I first moved here to now, is like double. And it's not because, I mean, like, ignoring the fact that I have a kid now, because we had a kid within a year and a half of moving here. Yeah. Yeah. Shit's just been going, like, if anything, apparently the rise in what, like, the average employee contribution is kind of like leveled off a little bit with Obamacare actually providing some competition. I still think they could go farther. I think they could even go as far as single payer, and we could completely just, you know, nationalize basic healthcare. But
and single payer means, like, it just all goes through the government or goes through one thing, right?
Yep, the government is the payer.
I mean, yeah, it's interesting. Like, so that would be moving it from your work and onto the government.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so a lot of people are for that idea of, like, and don't understand why it goes through, like, your job, which, I mean, I guess since it's all I've known, it doesn't seem that odd to me.
Well, and one reason is because then hospitals don't get to charge $1,000 for a pair of aspirin. You know, they don't just get to make up prices for, you know, whatever the services are.
Is that a big reason why we pay more than, like, other places, like comparable, like, you know, countries, why we're paying much more in medical care?
Yeah, we have a for-profit health system. We have strong protection on patents, protection against generics. We have there's a whole shitload of reasons that all kind of work together. But it basically comes down to healthcare is a profit center, so there's a profit motive, and the people who need healthcare are something of a captive audience, because if you're bleeding out, you're not going to be able to go to the hospital down the road and see if they have better prices. You know, if McDonald's doubled the prices of everything on their menu, Burger King would, metaphorically, pardon the pun, eat their lunch, because all of a sudden
I
McDonald's
will not
would
pardon be. That pun. That pun is guilty of punishness.
Shall I be punished?
Not pardoned.
Yeah, so it's just there's an inequality between consumer and producer there. And when those inequalities crop up, that's where you get things like this. Same reason why monopolies are bad. Not the game, Tim.
It is bad, though. It's not great.
Most games in Monopoly seem to end in like somebody throwing the board at someone else.
Or, you know, death by old age.
Yes, this is true.
I just take a dump on the board and, like, I'm done.
Well, you do have all that useless paper money to wipe your ass with.
Here's some free parking.
I just bought Boardwalk.
Oh, and you started that. We started this healthcare tirade by me talking about that friend of mine, and you said, "Did you ask her if this had happened before?" No, I didn't ask her anything. I just unfollowed her.
Ah.
I'm like, you know what? I don't need to see any more of this in my feed.
Fair enough.
It's so interesting. So many people are posting like they're unfriending. I'm like, I don't know if maybe I just don't pay close enough attention, or maybe I just don't have these friends. But like, I don't see any of these like people posting like weird shit. I don't agree. Well. Don't agree with not like that's stupid. That's not funny, but not like they're against gay marriage.
Someone was like, "Sir, go ahead."
That they have like just drastically different political ideas than I do.
Like, well, maybe it's different because you know I'm a big Disney guy, and so I'm friends with a lot of other Disney people, and so Disney encourages a big swath of people who I don't really know other than our connection to Disney. So then, like, yeah, I like Disney, and also fuck faggots. Wait, what?
But Disney's like the happiest place on earth. If there's anywhere, there's probably some gay people. I'm sure it's Disneyland.
Disney has Gay Day.
But they only just made it official, like, recently. Like, it was just Gay Day, and they're like, yeah, you can do whatever you want, as long as your fucking money spends. We don't care what you call it.
Fucking Gay Day, Horse Lover Day, whatever. Just spend your money on some crap that you don't need.
Well, if Rick Santorum's to be believed, Horse Lover Day is next.
Rick Santorum is never to be believed.
No, never, ever. Ever, 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 ever.
Ever, ever, ever?
But, like, ever, ever. Someone posted, like, my Facebook feed looks like a war, like there's a war breaking out between the Confederacy and a bag of Skittles. Because, like, everybody either turned it to their rainbow picture for their profile picture or put a picture of the Confederate flag. I was like, mine is all rainbows.
Yeah, a lot of rainbows. A lot of rainbow picture. I did it, too, you know. Yeah, yep. Facebook, yeah, rainbow, find my picture. Yeah. Why?
I just, my old drama teacher sent me a picture of Batman and Superman kissing with the gay rights equal sign behind him. I was like, done. That'll be my profile picture. And I said, you know what? If that's how Zack Snyder ends Batman v Superman, all is forgiven for Man of Steel.
Have you heard something about Ben Affleck directing Batman?
I have. I've heard that as a rumor that they're going to announce that at Comic-Con, perhaps, okay. That he's going to direct a solo Batman film.
That's all. I mean, I will say I've enjoyed the movies directed so far.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought the guy who directed Zathura would have made a good Iron Man movie, and yet.
Yeah, that's true.
He did not direct Swingers, right? He just wrote it.
No, I don't think he did direct it. I think he did direct Maid, so he's got that.
He's got that going for him.
Oh, and Elf.
Oh, that was actually really good, though.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think, you know what this guy needs? A gigantic action movie franchise to kickstart an entire universe.
Yeah.
But that's why me and you don't work in Hollywood, Tim.
That's one of the... Well, I used to work in Hollywood.
Until you took an arrow to the knee?
No.
What?
That's a Skyrim joke?
It is.
Oh, speaking of which...
Wait, how did you get that joke, Tim?
Oh, because I have to know these things.
It's all over.
I'm like, fuck, how does Tim get video game jokes I don't get?
I got to keep my ear to the ground. I got to know things. Like, I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones, Mad Men, Walking Dead, Breaking Bad, but I know all sorts of shit about these shows. Just because, like, even if you're on Facebook, this shit just washes over you.
This is true.
Peter Dinklage.
See, that's the opening theme sung with one of the actors' names.
Did you guys see the Coldplay musical they did for...
Yes! Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay. Hilarious.
I did not see this. I don't even know what this is.
There will be references you don't get, but... Still funny.
Yeah.
It's
kind of awkward funny, though.
It's funny. I mean, there's a lot of just general funny stuff, but like I think one of my favorite things was with Reek and the other guy.
Yes.
And they see each other. The actors see each other. Like, so in the show, Tim, Like, yes. What's the character's name in the show? Not Reek, but the other guy.
Ramsey Bolton.
He just, like, just breaks this guy. Like, cuts off his penis, like, makes him change his name. He's just, like, a broken guy now. And so, in the musical video, like, they both see each other, and they stare at each other seriously. And then one guy drops his jacket, and they just run over and hug each other. Like, oh, hey, how you doing, buddy?
This is a moment where it's like, oh, shit got real. So Tim was going for pointing out that Tyler sent us an email that said, simply, inhale my dong enragement, child. Or is that, there's no comma in it. So is it, inhale my dong enragement, child? Like, is the child's purpose dong enragement?
It is a line from?
Five Nights at Fuckboys.
No Fuckboys. Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't know what the context of it is. I'm like, let me Google this. And then, of course, like, it's just a still frame of, like, one of the characters from Five Nights at Freddy's. And it sounds like a disjointed, like, you know, you remember when Isaac Hayes left South Park and they made an episode using old bits of his dialogue just awkwardly cribbed together?
Yes.
It sounds like that. It's like, you know, the Chuck Cockboy Jude and Golf. Well, I don't remember what the fucking quote is, but...
It sounds like a dong enragement, child.
So I don't know what the context of it is. I assume Fredbear fucking malfunctions and went nuts. I don't know. I listened to this podcast called Why Am I Getting a Loud Text Message?
That's a weird name for a podcast.
Yeah, and every week they're like, I don't know. It's called... fuck, what the hell is it called? Oh, the No Sleep Podcast.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Where they, there's a Reddit called R No Sleep, and people post original scary stories, basically. But they're all written from the first person, as though they've happened to the person who's writing them, and as though they are true. And, like, that's part of the rules of the forum. You're not allowed to go, like, hey, Dan, that wouldn't happen, or wait, if that sounds like bullshit. And I'm getting off the point. Anyway, and they also recommended a podcast called Chilling Tales for Dark Nights, which is not an actual podcast. It's just videos on YouTube with like a still frame or like a picture of a video of a fire while someone is just reading the story. I was like, why don't you just make this a podcast? But when I was listening to that, one of the recommended videos was a creepypasta about Five Nights at Freddy's. I was like, all right, I'll give this a try. And I was like, fuck it. This doesn't make any sense. That was a long way to go to say this random creepypasta about... Five Nights at Freddy's didn't make any sense, but I hit all the things I wanted to hit.
Why is it called creepypasta again?
Because you know how like copy pasta is when you just copy and paste stuff?
No, I didn't know that either.
Oh.
Oh. That's like, you know, like a forward that you copy and paste and put into emails or Facebook forwards. Or
someone just changed it to pasta just to be funny and then it stuck?
Yeah, like paste pasta and then...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And I think because sometimes, you know, stuff gets kind of chopped up and like mixed around.
Sure.
Why not? Doing the copy paste
and
stuff.
Sometimes they throw a little salt in there.
This reminds me of a segment on a podcast I listened to called Yes, Yes, No. And so these two guys are really into the internet culture and one guy's kind of older, so he's not as aware. And so he'll find something he doesn't understand, like a tweet.
No.
And he... What? Hello?
What?
And he's going, yes, yes, no. Continue.
Dinosaurs.
Jesus Christ, Andy. Yeah, this is why it's not going to be funny. Andy's making a concerted effort to make this not funny.
Effort. This comes naturally to me.
Just like breathing for me.
Sorry, I had to remember to breathe there.
Oh, man, Andy, I'm working on this speech for my friend's funeral, and I feel like it might be a little bit too funny. Can you take a look at it and just, you know, fuck it up?
I breathe in joy and I breathe out sadness.
Inhale my dong enragement, child.
So anyways, the one guy will say he doesn't understand, and the other two guys will either say they understand, or one will, and they'll explain it to him. It's just an interesting segment, because there's a lot of stuff on the internet that I'm like, I had no idea about this, including copypasta, now creepypasta.
I just like that the name of the video podcast is called Chilling Tales for Dark Nights, because I really expected it to just be stories about people's parents getting killed when they were kids, or killer clowns.
From outer space.
No.
No, just regular killer clowns with Harlequin girlfriends.
No, yes. From outer space.
No.
This is really scary. I can't listen to this at night.
You guys have seen that movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space? No, I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, okay.
It's good.
Yeah, but Andy, you fucked up my joke.
Oh, sorry.
No. I was calling Noah Andy.
Wait.
Huh?
What?
I was making a joke that Chilling Tales for Dark Knight seems like it's about Batman.
Huh?
Yeah, we get it.
Wait, who's Batman?
You know what? I'm going to get some... Look at my dick. I'm going to get some laundry to fold while you guys fuck around.
Did I fart?
It's time. We were doing
National
basketball
Game
there,
task
right?
Force.
What?
Yes. Where is that? Did I fart?
Yes.
I have not seen any movies this week.
Tancast movie reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Tanflix.
I saw John Wick.
Oh, a lot of people loved it. It was good.
Back. Oh, what'd you see? What'd you see? What?
John Wick.
Andy saw John Wick.
Oh, okay.
I saw it a while
ago. I saw a movie too.
Whoa.
No. Finish John Wick. Okay. I'm not trying to torpedo John Wick.
All right. Well, I'm yanking his.
His box office did that.
It was okay. It was decent. You know, revenge tale. Lots of shooting, fighting, and whatnot.
I heard it was good. Just okay.
I feel like.
Aren't they making a sequel?
They may be.
I feel like the action wasn't as good as I could have hoped, right?
Actually, I felt like the action was pretty good, but a lot of the rest of the stuff just seemed like it, like things were happening because that's how the plot needed to move forward. So, like with Mel Gibson and Payback, it's like, you know, things went off the rails and, you know, bad shit happened to him. But it was never like, well, now I'm lost and what do I do? Well, here's somebody to hand you some more information to tell you the next place to go. So it was kind of video gamey where it was like, you know, a guy appeared with an exclamation mark over his head and John Wick talked to him and the guy gave him a map to the next place.
I am error. It's a Zelda 2 reference, my friends.
It is.
I think the whole world that it was set in was pretty interesting.
It was. Yeah, like, so Tim, you haven't seen it, right?
No.
Okay. So at one point you see that John Wick just has a shitload of gold coins, and you think, oh, okay, like, just that's money that he can take and spend anywhere. But then you find out that, like, in this world, and, like, nobody really says what the gold coins are, just that, like, they are this other type of currency that gets used in this, like, shadowy world of hitmen and gangsters and whatever. And they get you access to places and they get you, like, you know, treatment from a doctor, like if you get stabbed or whatever and can't go to the hospital, or, you know, people to come in and, like, clean up bodies for you and shit like that. So, yeah, like, there's this whole sort of world that's built around it. And they didn't go into a lot of detail, like, you know, explaining what the things are. It's just sort of like, oh, like, there's other rules that go on for these people's lives.
Was Reek in it?
He was.
He was
the main bad guy. Also,
did
the guy who played, I can't remember his character's name, but he played Kingpin's Majordomo in the Netflix Daredevil series.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was in it too.
You know what's hilarious when Reek, Reek's father punches him? Like, did you notice he takes off his jacket, rolls up his sleeve, punches him once. And then, I'm like, what the fuck was all that for?
Puts the jacket right back on again.
Yes. I was like, what? I don't understand what the purpose of any of that was.
I think maybe not to, because the dude just took a shot, maybe not to get vomit on his jacket in case he vomited that quickly.
Maybe.
That was the only thing. Like, I watched that all happen, and I was like, there was a whole production to taking the jacket off and then putting the jacket right back on again.
Like, you could just punch him real quick and been done with it.
Or just leave the jacket off. Maybe plan ahead. Maybe you need to punch this kid again.
I was wondering if, like, in the movie there was a much longer scene where he beats the shit out of him and they, like, changed it.
Yeah. I kind of wondered that, too, because it did seem like there was, like, there wasn't enough space between those two actions. It's like, no, this guy just likes disrobing and re-robing.
Who doesn't?
We're just going to watch him the rest of the movie. He'll take his pants off and put his pants right back on again.
Take off his pants, roll down his socks.
Just untie one shoe lazily, retie it while having another conversation.
So yeah, it's definitely like they give you hints of, like, this interesting world that these people inhabit.
Yes.
And, like, the whole, I've always found it interesting when people are, like, doing things that are obviously, like, trying to kill each other, right? But it's all business to them. It's like, it's not personal. I don't know why. I always find that kind of interesting. Like, oh yeah, you know, I try to kill you, but we're cool now, right?
Yeah.
Look, man, Just trying to put food on my family.
You say food on my family?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a George Bushism.
Oh.
Oh. I thought it was a Tim Babism.
No.
Okay.
George Bush is like, so many people trying to put food on their families.
Did people make memes out of it?
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you guys have never... I mean, there were so many George Bush isms that, like, you can't be blamed for not keeping track of them all. There's an old saying in Tennessee. It's in Texas, probably in Tennessee. Fool me once. Shame on you. You can't get fooled again.
I do remember that one.
Nailed it.
Won't get fooled again.
I'm like, why would you start that if you don't know the end of it?
I don't know. Why would you assume that it's a saying in Tennessee? I mean, not a saying. It's fucking common. maybe this is a Texasism. Everything comes from Texas. I've never been outside of Texas, is what I'm saying.
Too many docs going out of business. Too many OBGYNs not being able to practice their love with women. Wait, what?
What? That is a favorite of mine.
Why'd you jump to that? I believe the human being and the fish can coexist peacefully. Well, that's a lofty goal, sir.
Wait, are you just pulling this out of your memory? Damn.
Holy shit. Good memory.
Okay, well, before I decided I definitely wasn't a political comedian, I did used to make fun of George Bush. Because, you know,
why not?
The low-hanging fruit was right there.
Yes. Gotta pick it.
I had a whole bit about, I wonder if George Bush is just really stupid for a president, or if all presidents have been this dumb, we just didn't have the internet beforehand, and then I had, like, other presidents saying stupid shit. And it closed with Abraham Lincoln saying something stupid and my impression of him being like a robot. And I said, I'm sorry, my impression of Abraham Lincoln comes from the ride at Disneyland. And I was like, oh, okay, we just had a good time. And I moved on to my next joke. Oh, so can I talk about the movie I saw?
Yeah.
No.
No.
All right. I saw the movie that Noah failed to see, Jurassic World.
All right.
Yes. And...
I don't know why this movie is so popular. Like, it's not a shitty movie. I'm not like, this movie sucks. But, like, it is not, like, might challenge Titanic or, you know, first to a billion or fastest to $1 billion ever. Like, it is not that good. It is okay. It is an okay movie with an amazing climax. Like, it's just, like, bad characters making dumb decisions. Characters making dumb decisions. Characters making more dumb decisions. Decisions that had to have been made before this movie started that are incredibly stupid. Nostalgia. More nostalgia. A little bit of sexism?
Sure.
Death. Horrible death. Death, death, death. Some more stupid decisions. This finale rocks.
So what you're saying is, just come in for the last, what, half an hour?
Pretty much. Like, I almost want to spoil it, but I don't.
I mean, know what happened. Someone else spoiled it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh. All right. Well, first I'll say this. Like, there are so many plot threads that don't go, or like little moments that don't go anywhere. Like, they establish that the two boys you may have seen as the main characters of the movie, mm-hmm. Their parents are getting a divorce. That's it. They're going to get a divorce. You don't find out if they do, if the parents work it out, if why that mattered to anybody ever in the world, but they wasted some screen time on it. The older of the two boys is leaving to go to Jurassic World, and he, you know, kisses his girlfriend goodbye. No, there's holes in this underwear. I'm throwing it away. and like, she says, I love you, and he says, yeah, I'll miss you. And, like, you're like, oh, okay, he has commitment issues. And then, like, the whole movie, like, the whole beginning of the movie, whenever he's in line, before shit goes wrong at Jurassic World, he keeps, like, leering at other women at the park and ignoring his brother. And the way they pay that off is they just fucking stop doing it. Like, their girlfriend doesn't come back. He doesn't get with another girl. He doesn't go, like, hey, I should stop fucking looking at other girls and be with my girlfriend. Nothing. It just gets dropped as soon as shit hits the fan.
Well, I think when your dinosaurs start attacking, you stop thinking about fucking.
Right. My point is, why did we waste screen time on it up till now if it doesn't matter?
Oh, that's a good point.
I'd be like, this guy is really into antique axes, and we're going to talk about that for the first 30 minutes of the movie. And then when it's time for something to happen, he's never going to use an antique axe, mention it again, no antique axes anywhere, nothing. Just fuck it. Fuck you, and fuck paying attention. So why are you paying attention? Dinosaurs. Just look at the dinosaurs. They're pretty. Look at the pretty dinosaurs.
The opposite of a Chekhov's gun is what you're saying.
Yeah. And then there's, you've probably heard about this one death in the movie. It's like the first time a female character has been killed on screen in Jurassic Park. And it is fucking horrible. Now I'm gonna start the spoilers. I'm gonna totally spoil who it is. It doesn't really matter.
No, God! No, God! Please, no! 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 No!
So even if you, like, this is not gonna ruin the movie for you. There's an assistant. Okay, so the two boys are being sent to Jurassic World because the lady who's kind of like the person in charge of it is their aunt. Mm-hmm. And the mom wants, I think the parents want to send them there while they're working out their divorce.
So they'll die. And they don't have to worry about splitting custody.
Exactly. Dad doesn't want to pay for custody.
Because every other thing that's happened with dinosaurs, including shipping one to Los Angeles, worked so well.
Oh my gosh. One of the premises of the movie is people are bored with dinosaurs. There's this guy named Cody who writes for Cracked who just had a Tumblr open, I guess, while he was watching the movie and just kept making notes.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
And one of them, no, there's no fucking world where that happens. There's no chance people are bored of dinosaurs within 20 years. In fact, there was a huge accident where a bunch of people got killed by these dinosaurs. There's no way this park is even open in 20 years. Anyway, but they're like, yeah, people look at a brontosaurus, it's like looking at an elephant. They're like, wait, I'm like, what? There's no, yeah, if there was only one place in the entire world where you could see an elephant, maybe.
So is this taking place in the same world
also
as we've seen already?
Yeah. It's just 20 years later, reboot. Like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, they have one character who was in the lab from the first movie come back, and he's in the lab again.
Wow.
And they also have a book by Jeff Goldblum being read by people in the background, like his characters, like, you know, What If God Created Dinosaurs, I think, or God Created Dinosaurs is the name of the book. Anyway, sorry, I got way off track. I don't remember where I was going. So the lady is there. Oh, right. Okay. So they're being shipped off to be the aunt. The aunt is too busy because the CEO of the company, the guy who took over for the bearded guy from the first Jurassic Park, he now owns the company and, you know, wants the park to do well. Like, he's coming and they're meeting with people about new advertisers. Like, I think it was like Verizon. They even say Verizon presents the Diplosaurus or something like that. And, like, there's a character in the movie who's like, why not just have them name it? Like Verizosaurus. This is like some crass bullshit. Anyway, so the lady who's their aunt is busy meeting with these people, and so she assigns her assistant to watch after the two boys, who they promptly ditch her, like, you know, 20 minutes later. So then, like, she's not a bad character. She's on the phone a lot. It's clear that this is not her dream job, is watching after these kids. But it's not like, you know, the lawyer in the first Jurassic Park where the lawyer and the two kids are in the Jeep and the lawyer's like, fuck these kids, I'm running away into the bathroom, and like he gets eaten and you're like, well, yeah, don't leave the kids, you get eaten. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't like that at all. Like, she is like panicked, she's trying to find the kids, and then she finally catches up with them just as they released all these, like, they're not pterodactyls, they're like the carnivorous version of them, and they're just all over the park. You've probably seen the scene in the in the previous one, they're just flying all over up, grabbing people. So one of them grabs her, picks her up, and she's like, brah! Drops her. Another one grabs her just before she hits the ground. Then they go over to the big water tank, drops her in the water tank, and you're like, oh, fuck, that huge thing that ate the great white shark is swimming in there. But before you even get to worry about that, another one swoops down, grabs her again, and drops her in the water again. So she's like, and then the thing starts flying away, and that gigantic thing comes out and eats fucking the bird and the chick. I'm like, what did she do to deserve all that? This is like 5 minutes of screen time of her, like, gasping for air and begging for her life. I'm like, Jesus Christ!
Oh, wow.
And fucking Zack Snyder came all over the back of his seat. He's like, ah, yes!
Deaths of innocent!
She didn't deserve it!
I think that was the noise I made last time.
I heard a lot of innocent people die in this movie.
I mean, yeah,
not showing it graphically like that, but just like,
yeah, like a dinosaur is coming and then they cut and then you see like blood smear on a wall and then they cut to something else. Like, okay, well, that person's dead, I didn't have to see it. But like, this, like, you just get to watch it and it's like, it's not like that character means anything. She's like, oh shit, just got serious. She's like, what the fuck is that for? Whew. So I had to talk about that.
Should I see it?
I know there's if you can catch it on some sort of, like, discount show, like maybe a matinee, or they don't really have dollar theaters anymore, do they? Or, like, you know,
no,
cheap
the
theaters.
First showing is usually, like, $7, though.
Yeah, it might be worth $7, because, I mean, the effects are good, except for the T-Rex at the end. I don't know if they lost the program from 1994, but, like, I'm like, why did you just get the video game people to make this? It's, like, the last shot in the movie. Why? It looks like shit. Why is he shiny? It's like a porcelain T-Rex just standing there growling at people. I'm like, why? I thought he was real.
It does seem odd. Some, like, you know, when you see, like, also the new Terminator trailer, and like, why the fuck does this look like the movie that came out? I don't even know how long ago it came out now. Like, what? Didn't we make some advancement or something? I thought we got better computers. I don't know.
With how big? Why did y'all just boot up your Commodore 64s to make this? What happened? It's definitely a renter. It's definitely worth renting.
I don't need to see it on the big screen.
No, I had said to my wife, I wish I'd seen Inside Out instead, or Tomorrowland, because Tomorrowland could have used my box office.
I do.
My wife and son saw Tomorrowland, and my wife's response was, "Yeah, you can wait."
I do want to see Inside Out, though.
I hear that's another one of those Pixar, like, sad, like, can make you cry, especially if you're a parent.
their goal is just to make everyone cry at some point.
Have you seen that meme on the internet? It's like, in 1995, Pixar asked, what if toys had feelings? In 96, what if bugs had feelings? And it goes, I'm not going to get the years right. What if monsters had feelings? What if cars had feelings? What if fish had feelings? And then, like, 2015, what if feelings had feelings? Pixar has officially eaten itself.
Oh, goodness.
I think that's all I got. Nailed it. Nailed it shut.
Indeed. I'm looking forward to Ant-Man. Just going to come out and say it.
Yeah, I've heard good things from my people who have seen... My people. I have my people.
Tim has his people looking into this, so he doesn't waste his time.
Well, no, because I would have had them see Jurassic Park. Or World, whatever. That John Williams music, though. Yes. I forgot how much I like the Jurassic World Park score.
Why am I whistling? Yeah. Tim clearly underlayed it. It's probably playing right now.
I didn't, but now, I mean, I...
Well, of course you didn't, because that's in the future.
Well, definitely the Tan Laugh theme this week was the Jurassic Park one, where I added words to the Jurassic Park theme. But yes, Ant-Man, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Here's a movie that I'm going to go try to watch again. I don't know if I own a DVD, but Desperado. That's all.
Why don't you come to your senses? You've been out climbing fences for too long.
I know you're worried.
What?
Desperado.
Sorry, Noah. That was my white half.
There you go.
That's the Eagles, right?
Yes.
I thought, I was like, wait, is Tim talking to his kid? What's going on? I'm so confused.
No, that was Tim channeling Andy.
Yep. I was like, is this going somewhere? Let me screech it to a halt and make it unfunny.
I was at like a cocktail bar, and they played like a song from the original soundtrack. I was like, fuck, I remember really enjoying that movie. I should watch it again.
And now you can.
I rewatched a little bit. I was having trouble sleeping in the middle of the night. Godzilla. And you know what? You can just fast forward all the boring ass parts where there's people talking.
Well, yeah, when you've already seen it.
Yeah. That movie gets so awesome when it's 45 minutes long. Like, if you just know, like, what the things are now, it's like, monsters fighting, people being ineffective, monsters fighting.
I bet Jurassic World is like that.
Oh,
just
God,
fast forward to the parts where shit's happening.
People did nothing in that movie.
Yeah, we talked about this before, and I was just talking to my wife about it last night. I think that was
kind of
on purpose. Yes, my wife. I think it was kind of on purpose because it sort of established, like, yeah, no matter what the humans do, it's not going to matter. You're just going to fuck things up. Those things are as big as buildings. You have nothing that matches them. It's going to be up to Godzilla.
It's like, whose line is it anyway? The humans don't matter. Everything is made up.
Humans are made up.
Wow. I have a lot of Zazzle shirts.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
What? I don't believe it.
I know.
I have a lot of backpacks.
That's random.
Yeah. I'm really into backpacks for some reason, and I have no idea why.
Are you Dora the Explorer?
Is there a map in one of them?
Yeah.
I'm a map.
I think one has a map of the city for biking.
backpack.
I have three.
Is that a fucking song?
Someone got paid to write this.
Is that really in the show?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Do
you only know that from Brian Regan bits?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm a map thing was a standalone, like, oh, isn't this wacky?
No. The I'm a map. I'm the map. It's the, not a. This is a definite article. That I'm and Backpack are songs from the show. Songs, I say loosely.
Wow. Oh, so where would I know your songwriting work from? Well, I have been on television. Oh, really? What show? It's a kid's show. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very
go
popular
on.
Kid's show.
The Wiggles?
No, no, no.
Barney?
Oh, was it the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? No, no. I worked with the Dora the Explorer. Yeah, I was the lyricist for the Backpack song.
I'm not familiar with that one. How does that one go?
Well, the lyrics are Backpack.
Oh.
And the rest of the lyrics? I just filled you in.
Oh. So like, do you do interesting things with sort of like, you know, the meter or the melody involved? Is there more to it than just Backpack?
No, just Backpack over and over again.
It's all about simplicity.
Oh. So same two notes you say over and over. Two notes, yeah. One word, that's it.
It took me a month to write it. Back sack?
I hadn't seen my family in weeks.
No. Fanny pack? No, that's not.
There's an old joke about poets spending all morning finding the right place to put a comma, and then the whole rest of the day removing the comma, like obsessing about details like that. But you read stuff like that, and at first it's like, wow, yeah, man, that's deep. You know, poets have to, they got to get everything just right. And then you're like, man, poetry is a bullshit job, and no wonder nobody makes any money at it.
We checked out this Kids Bop CD from the library because it had the song Party in the USA on it, and my kid likes that song. And let's be fair, I like that song, and that's why he likes that song, because he heard me listening to it. But it also has Hey Ya on it, like the Kids Bop version of Hey Ya. And at one point in the song, it goes, all right, 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 now fellas, or whatever, ladies, I can't remember which. And my kid's like, why is he saying all right so many times? Like, he's like, that's uncalled for.
That's what your kid said?
No, but the tone of his voice was like, why?
This is excessive.
Because that'd be hilarious if he was like, that is uncalled for.
I love that that's on a Kids Bop, and it's about divorce.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's so many things that like that they change just the lyrics of, like, you don't want to meet your mama, just don't want to meet your mama, like, let's just repeat it and not mention the comma one.
Just want to make you comma. Oh.
Let me assure, that song is sad.
It is.
Yes.
I think we talked about this before.
Oh yeah.
We talked about it in our high five covers when somebody did a cover of it that made it sound actually the way it is.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Although, I love that in the original, he just says, y'all don't want to hear me, you just want to dance.
Oh, does he say that?
Yes.
That's good.
Yep.
Prophetic.
Yeah.
Nothing lasts forever. What makes love the exception?
Yeah.
That's deep.
It is.
On that note, hope you guys don't hang alone.
Nope. So go out and get gay married.
It's official. We broke the streak. Andy was right.
Sad. I thought this was going to be the gayest Tancast ever.
Did you take a dive? Did someone pay you off?
Some other 11th tier podcast was like, no.
Wait.
I can't.
Was this American Life be like, you guys are getting too good. We don't want you to take up top spot.
We've heard you have a subreddit now. We're getting a little worried.
Ira Glass is like, stay tuned. That's how he, fuck, that's how he talks. Stay with us. That's what's
stay
I
with
didn't even think you were doing an impression.
Stay with us.
Oh, dear
that
God.
That's not how Ira Glass sounds. He's a little nasal, but...
Along with
Wait. Heavens to Murgatroyd, this is Ira Glass.
Yes! The voice pulls us out at the end.
Oh. So we crashed on our bellies instead of nose first. Hooray!
Any podcast you can walk away from is a good one.
good times. Shall we wrap this mofo up?
I think so.
I was just waiting. I was just waiting for catchphrases. I thought that's what everybody was doing.
Who don't we trust, Noah?
Remember, never trust Andy's Skype to work right.
That's fair.
Or Andy to give himself enough time for it to start on time.
Also probably fair.
or Andy to reformat his computer so Skype won't work right.
All right, now.
Or Andy to edit episode 207. Or.
Too much.
I love you, Andy.
Okay, so now we know not to trust me, apparently.
You're doing it like an assistant being tortured to death by dinosaurs for no goddamn reason.
Oh, Tim, technically pterosaurs aren't dinosaurs.
Pterosaurs?
Yeah.
Fucking chickens, shut the fuck up and just say what you hate this week.
This week I hate that I jumped on the marrying a woman bandwagon 9 years too early and couldn't wait to get sweet gay married to one or both of these magnificent motherfuckers who definitely would keep my shit in shape because apparently they don't put up with anything.
Oh, you know, me and you and got married, Andy.
You remember things like a woman, Noah.
You know, I
if we're fighting, old shit comes up.
It's odd what I remember. I do remember some random shit. Usually it's embarrassing for the other person.
You just tuck it away and wait.
Let it sit there for just the right moment. When you're feeling low and I can just punch you in the nuts.
You're like an antlion of other people's pain, just sitting at the bottom of your trap, waiting for them to walk by the rim, and then you throw sand at them. Now you're in here with me!
Me and Andy got married, and Tim, we were adopted, Tim. That was our plan.
Yes, I was going to say that. That's what we used to say back in the Tan House days.
It was.
Could have gotten some sweet tax breaks. Tax break for marriage and a tax break for an adopted kid.
Yeah.
Plus, you could have kept me on your health insurance until whatever age.
I think we
were. I guess what
enough.
I'm saying is, have a great week.
Yes. Okay. Go get married.
What I say is, I miss Noah.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please. I'm just waiting for Andy to prove us wrong 1 week. He'd be like, I did all these things you say I never do. Now you can suck my dick. Just so we can rub it in our face for that whole episode, but nope.
I like the he's like, the underlying subtext of that is like, I'm just waiting for Andy to do some shit.
That's not what I was going for, but I guess.
Yeah, fuck you both. I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, that's right, bitches. Episode 207 is up. The site has a whole different format. The fucking, I burned the Crocs in the street, and what do you got now? What do you got to now? I also dropped 30 pounds. Suck my dick.
Speaking of dick sucking, wow. I think we all owe Kevin Smith, because dude dropped 85 pounds, apparently.
Wait, yes, he won't shut up about it.
What?
Yeah, he cut out sugar.
That's like a whole, like, 11-year-old he lost.
I hadn't heard this. I mean, of course he won't shut up about it. I mean, this is Kevin Smith we're talking about.
Yeah, now all the evils of sugar. He keeps talking about it every week on the shows. I'm like, there's the fast-forward button. Hello.
Well, I mean, the man is seeing his dick for the first time in decades.
Oh,
so.
You know what? He looks like he did in Clerks.
Nah.
He did it?
I'm pretty sure he's skinnier than he was in Clerks.
I mean, just look at the picture that they had posted where he's holding a box of Pucky Charms. Like, that looks like Kevin Smith Clerks to me, or early Kevin Smith. It said he's unrecognizable. I would say he's not unrecognizable.
He does look different, but yeah, he's not unrecognizable. Although, when he shaved his beard, if he had shaved his beard at the same time he lost all this weight, because he shaved his beard a while back to do filming for something, if he had done both, I think it would have been harder to recognize him.
That'd be quite a thing.